We are joined now in the post-game show with Pirates coach Josh Hardy. First question I'll always ask you, initial thoughts from this one.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had opportunities to win a hockey game, and we just can't fault our effort. I thought we battled hard tonight. We just didn't execute. We had you know, multiple power plays to go, and I was really impressed with how hard they battled tonight. We weren't really ready for that sort of pressure, how physical they played, and it was a good learning experience for us. I thought I got a pretty upset group of boys down there, but for the right reasons tonight. And usually, you know, we talk to them about, hey, we lost a game, whatever, let's flush it, let's get back to work tomorrow. But the conversation was, let's hold on to this one a little bit, let's bring that to practice tomorrow, and hopefully that'll help us prepare for Thursday against Thief River Falls.
Do you think this was the most physical game that you've played in all year by far?
Yeah, I think so, right? I thought, at least on their part, I thought they were very physical. And it was a good, like I said, it's a good learning experience for a young hockey team. We got guys, you know, playing big-time minutes that are fresh here, you know, and they were under pressure tonight, especially our wings. And how do you feel those footsteps? What do you do with the puck? Can you handle it under pressure? So it was good for us in that aspect.
As far as getting ready for Thief River Falls goes, one area that I'm sure you'd like to improve on, like you already mentioned, is the power play. What do you think went wrong with that? Because you did have lots of opportunities.
I mean, it's one of those games where you just didn't get a bounce, right? Like, we had all sorts of opportunities to score, and we just couldn't quite find the back of the net. I think Jack hit three crossbars tonight. We had plenty of opportunities, and then you get a bad bounce, right? We get a shot block that comes down the other way, they score, right? Like, and credit to them. I thought they did a great job on their penalty kill. So I thought our power play moved the puck well, and it was just we were half a step away tonight, and it, you know, it felt a little bit like we had a little lead in our legs at times too. So, but it was, again, I like the movement. I like the chances that they're creating. The puck just hopped on us a little bit tonight.
I'm gonna guess, and maybe I'm completely off, but you could probably count on one hand the number of times you've seen a player hit three posts in the same period. I mean, my goodness. I mean,
and especially after being a little bit banged up there too. Jack really tried to put us on his back in the third period there, and just couldn't quite, like I said, just couldn't quite find the back of the net. And I thought it was a good effort for our guys tonight, and they battled through some injuries, and you know, missing Ryan Street, that's a big he's a big part of this team, and you know, so that's, you know, kind of moves everybody up, but it gives everybody an opportunity too. So I thought Brandon Holborn played well tonight. I thought Caden Edwards had a really good game. He moved his feet, created penalties or created opportunities to get a penalty for the other team, and you know, we just, again, just no puck luck. It seemed like every time we had an opportunity to score, the puck bounced on us. Or I thought their goalie played well, you know, and I thought Jaron played well too. I thought he had a good game. You know, came up with some big saves, especially early in the first period there. I thought he looked good. And then, you know, we really need, and we just addressed this in the locker room. You know, we kind of say, hey, what do we got to do here better? And they brought it up, is that we just need to limit our odd man rushes. I thought we struggled big time with those odd man rushes, and they capitalized on them. They made some nice plays, some nice shots. The one goal is just a beautiful night. 19's a heck of a player, and we just couldn't quite get it done.
And then a guy you didn't mention yet, but I mean, he seems like he just keeps scoring or finding ways to produce points. Nathan Kelly, a couple more from him tonight. That other one, I mean, it took 3-4 tries, but he was not going to be denied there.
Yeah, made me look good. We just, I switched the lines up there about 2 seconds before they went out, and Kelly made me look like a genius by popping one in the back of the net there. But Nate's a great kid, a good hockey player, and an even better kid. He works hard. And I tell you what, Nate had a couple of goals tonight, but I thought, you know, we talked last game about our behavior, our leadership, how do we interact with each other, and you know, just watching on the bench, and there was a play where our third unit didn't quite get they got an offensive opportunity, they didn't get the puck out, the puck got out on them, they got stuck in the D zone, and Nathan, you know, 30, I talked to them, hey, we gotta change, we gotta get back out, we gotta move, and one at a time here, and you know, 30 seconds later, Nathan comes off the ice, and he brings those guys in, and he goes, hey guys, like, hey, I don't know if I already talked to you, but we gotta do this, and this is what, you know, we gotta do to be successful. And just to hear kind of him repeating the stuff that I you know, have been telling these guys, you know, that tells us we're going in the right direction, and it makes me pretty proud of that kid. So nice to see him get rewarded. I think, what, 2 goals tonight, which is big time. He's got a big long reach. I want hands like Nathan Kelly. He's pretty good handling the puck down low.
We'll let you go. We'll see you Thursday night, and we'll get after it then.
Thank you, sir.